Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Paige.
Headlines. Ooh, you sound creepy. Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric.
Want to play a game?
No. All right. So.
You know, she does that, man. She goes toward the creep voice first.
Yeah. Okay. Talk back to me in your hung voice, Paige.
Okay.
Hey, what's up? Hey, I'm Paige's lesbian friend.
You're looking hot today.
Yeah, you ready to die?
I like your hat.
Thanks. I like your scarf.
I thought she said she wanted to lick your hat.
My Jimmy hat.
Yeah.
I couldn't see it because it's camouflage.
I think she went full R on that one.
All right.
I think Paige has had a couple of nerve pills this morning.
No, I actually took vitamin D and I have an energy.
Oh, really?
What?
You want some more of the vitamin D?
I do. I feel good. All right. So if you had to install a vending machine.
Yes.
What kind of food would you put in it?
Food, none.
Oh, it's got to be food.
What would you do? I mean, what kind of restaurant?
None. It's awful. It's not good. Now, I've not been to, I had a friend, well, I guess you'd call him a friend, a guy I know. My friend's friend. And anyway, he went to Japan for business, and he was marveling at the oddities of vending machines and things that they sell out of vending machines. It's like unlike anything you would can imagine.
I was thinking that,
like, things that make no sense that would be in a vending machine.
I was thinking that we had vending machines here at the other place, but we didn't. It was another radio station.
And they're gas stations, man, over in Japan, like your 7-Elevens.
Do they have boosies?
I don't know if they got boosies. Boosies, but
is bussy American?
That's how some people pronounce it. Some of the stuff they got in, like, their greenery offerings.
Yeah.
Salads and whatnot.
Nom nom.
Oh, and they got the little trays when you go out to eat that will bring it to you, like the conveyor belts of sushi and whatnot.
That sounds good.
I don't like sushi, but I mean, if you like sushi, you probably.
I do. All right. So, Chick-fil-A just installed its first vending machine inside a hospital in Augusta, Georgia. But here's the thing. You're only going to get wraps and Chick-fil-A potato chips.
Oh,
I saw
hot.
Those over the weekend.
The waffle chips?
Yep.
But of course, you're not going to get hot food if it's sitting there.
No.
And that makes sense. You'd have to have cold
food. Dude, I remember at the hospital, they would have soup vending machines. You remember the little cup would come out and it would fill
it up.
Nasty
this
broth.
Like one chicken noodle chunk.
Yeah. One little square. It wouldn't even be a piece of chicken. It'd be a square of chicken.
Cool.
Like a size of a tooth.
1 ounce.
Not like a cube.
No, it wasn't even that. Yeah, a little cube. And then, like, you know, coffee was always that way. There was some places where you would go and you get a cup of Coca-Cola. Ice would come out and it would be not mixed right. Just awful.
What's up with the coffee cups and the cards on them? Are we collecting cups to play cards or like how does that work?
Coffee cup with cards.
Remember they would have two cards on them, like an ace of spades or like
Same way this, yeah. Like, I do remember that.
So you're not going to get anything out of your vending machine on Sunday.
I was going to say,
What do they still take the vans into the hood and sell chicken? Like they used to do that a lot. Chick-fil-A had a big van they'd take out.
I never had to do that.
Because I asked the girls, like, where do you go? It's like, well, you know, we kind of go out to places they can't really get to us. I'm like, okay, well, that could be like, you know, 5 miles that way, you know? Like,
yeah.
Could be anywhere. Just tell me you take him to the hood.
Well, back in the day, though, when you had to go to a mall if you wanted it, you couldn't just, I mean,
yes,
you had to get out and walk like several miles because it was all the way down. And this is prior to food courts. This is where, like, Greenville Mall, they had down by Oshman's or whatever,
yep.
They had a Burger King in the middle of the mall. And then you go, Chick-fil-A was way up and they didn't have everything together. And I kind of liked that. It wasn't all one thing, but they just wanted that convenient for everybody.
I'll never forget that red tile floor, a little whatever, like a little stop signs on the floor.
Oh God, yeah, dude, remember the like 1960s looking dinosaur playground that was there?
Yes,
it was like so, like Andy Warhol had made the dinosaurs. It was freaking weird. It's like drug toys.
I don't know how they got it, but easily got one of the first Chick-fil-A's. And then since then, you'd have to go to Greenville to get it. It was packed.
Yeah.
Still packed.
Yeah. My uncle's family owned the one in Haywood Mall. And then when leasing problems came up, in other words, the mall wanted to go up on the my uncle got Simpsonville freestanding. Okay. And that was his.
Well,
yeah. That old
you
book.
Should keep the stem on your pumpkin. I'll tell you why. Because that's how a pumpkin is nourished on the vine, through the stem, of course.
Oh.
So if you keep, that's how it's fed. So if you keep the stem on your pumpkin, it contains a lot of nutrients to keep your pumpkin healthy.
Oh, God.
So if you cut it off, it's going to rot. Makes sense. So don't cut your stem.
Well, how do you get the guts out?
Yeah.
Just leave the stem on and cut around it.
Or don't even like cut it out, just draw on it.
You
just
can.
Just like a stencil.
Otherwise you're gonna get little mites everywhere. Paige, I told Fat Boy about this, I'll tell you now to make you feel gross.
Okay.
A guy that I know is a farmer. He actually he farms like vegetables and fruits and stuff like that.
So he has to plow the field.
Yes, he's a real farmer. And he showed me this video on his phone, and I was shocked. I was so shocked. It was an apple, and they put this apple that they bought from the grocery store under a microscope, right down into the stem. Uh-huh. It was from the grocery, but you're going to wash it. But right. When you wash an apple specifically, you wash the sides, you maybe catch, but do you really get in there where the stem's at? They zoom in on that thing. Tens of thousands of larvae and mites that were down in the stem of that apple. Mm-hmm. They went and washed it as you would twice under a spigot or whatever. Put it back under there. Maybe half of them are gone, still there.
Oh.
I mean, it is crazy what goes down into the stem. And that's just an apple. He's like, can you imagine what's down in the layers of a pineapple?
Or broccoli.
Or broccoli. Ooh.
They were looking at a microbiologist? Are they looking at...
He's not. It was a video on his phone. He was showing to someone who did that. Yeah,
because
he doesn't know how to do stuff.
Things that are living on your body at the time.
Oh, for sure.
That you ingest. The inside your
I've got
intestine.
An anthill in my beard. Look.
See? You have,
look at it.
You have little things that are on your body that you pick up.
Yeah.
Humans. Called nuts.
No. Tiny little cells of things.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Are eating
yeah.
and
yeah.
feeding off of you.
It was just strange to see, like, you know, that's from nature, but you don't think about all the pesticides and a lot of those pesticides, the dust mites are attracted to because of the sweetness of it. They'll get in there and they'll die, but they'll get down in there and you don't wash them out good.
Yeah, there's mites, lice, fungi, bacteria.
Fungi.
All that stuff.
Mold.
That's attached to your body.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
It is fascinating.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love science.
Yeah, it's kind of gross and fascinating at the same time, I guess.
I'm drunk and high at the same time.
No, I mean, you'd be grossed out if you really know what's in your intestine.
Yeah.
Or your drugs. Guess
because
where your drugs
you're
come from.
You're eating all that stuff.
But up somebody's or an actual mule's. Yeah. One way or the other.
That's actually why I have my donkey, guys.
That's why he's farming out.
Yep.
You ever wonder why weed smells like dookie? That's why.
Why does it smell like a skunk? Because there's been a skunk's butt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Probably.
That's what's getting people high. It's not the THC.
It's the skunk.
It's the dookie.
That's getting people high?
Yeah, it's the remnants.
You ever get horny when you smell cat piss?
Never.
He was looking at a Tinder quiz.
I always
Oh, did I say that out loud? No, I do not.
That's how you find dates.
Shut up.
I saw your profile.
That's so cute.
I saw you answered yesterday.
That's so cute. I love it when you talk like that.
She really does. Yeah, if you want to get Paige, like literally kidnap her and take her out.
Talk to her like crap. She will love it.
That's what she wants. She doesn't want a simp that says, how are you?
By the way, there's a text coming in, and I don't know if it's real or not. Someone who has sent 7 texts that say they are of the two-spirit lifestyle and
that's
would
really
like to
cool.
come on and do a Q&A with us. I don't know what the Q stands for, or the A now that I think about it. You're not going to do any QAs on here. But, that's interesting
that's
to me.
That's fascinating.
Because when
cool.
you go look at the like Fatboy brought up the old photos of that, that is wild to think about, like Native Americans cross-dressing.
But just how they looked in the face, too, that they look like the opposite sex.
Well, you know, and I could say this with the 20th in me. Like, it was hard to separate the men and the women back then to tell, because they all had to, you know.
What?
Yeah, like real stang faces and, you know, kind of.
So they got too close to the campfires a little too often. You know? Like, I have a picture of my great. Let's see. My mom's great-grandmother would have been my great-great-grandmother. Oh,
okay.
Man. Yeah, she, I mean, not rough, but like, I mean, she looked like you could hand her a bundle of cigars and she could stand outside the store and be.
But that's how men and women looked back then. Like, they had to hook up, too.
I know, man. And you could, like, date outside your tribe, so they probably were related to you.
Probably got nipples like deflated footballs. They didn't know what footballs were back then.
They didn't know what footballs were.
Well,
they could make them, though. Man. Pigs.
The dude's like, man, this sucks. When are they going to start inventing hot women? Long after he's gone.
For real, like, there was only one Pocahontas.
I know, and then John Smith got to her. Statutory rapist.
Honky went and got her.
Old Peckerwood Pilgrim comes walking through the woods. Here's this
take
hot Indian chick.
Take our jobs and take our land, and you take our women.
Oh, Jesus.
You like the fallen angels. All right, we will take a break, and we will come back, and you will have more Rise Guys right after this. Good morning.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Rise, guys, I got show number for the fuck off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
Ah, yes, the anthem.
Hey, fun little sing along. 241. What are you looking for?
I don't know what you're looking for. Bernie. Don't mess with that good good.
It'd be funny if the Wasp had the same voice as him. And he, when he says, what are you looking for? And the Wasp goes, you know what I'm looking for. You better not be getting that good good. That's where I'm going.
What if that Wasp says, I'm not Wasp. I'm Ant-Man. Wasp is at home.
What?
I'm about to see a lot of your chick there, buddy. I shrunk myself to go up her moo-moo. Is that what they call the leggings?
You know what? No, the moo-moo. Oh, God.
That's horrible.
The 70s and 80s moo-moos. Oh, Jesus Christ. They never made them where they were just plain. They had to look like a hotel curtain in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Like a hotel room curtains. Just this
ugly floral.
Oh, man. Like, you know, Mrs. Roper on TV's Three's Company. She wore moo-moos.
Well said.
And they were just... Not so what is a bloomer? Did you say that already?
Bloomers are big underwear, right?
Okay.
Oh, they are. Bloomers, yeah. I thought, was those big panties that women used to wear. Like, they look like shorter knickers.
Yeah, they kind of had lace at the bottom.
Yeah.
And they're always white, right? Like you just...
I imagine, but like you couldn't... They could have had flowers on them or something.
Hey, I see old, like, colonial pictures and stuff, and I see, like, you know, I'm talking about not even just your... bureaucrats and your rich men above rich men. I'm talking about your locksmith, just whatever, your toolsman, your tradesman. They were also wearing like the shorts with the tights. Like if I lived there in that time, I would just be out of style. I would have never wore tall, tight socks with little knickers on.
You would be wearing high heel boots because men wore high heels before women.
You know when they say she's
That's
wearing,
true also.
She's wearing a chastity belt and her dad has the key. First off, did that ever really happen? And then second off, how weird is that you got a key to your daughter's underwear?
That chastity.
What are we doing?
You kept her a virgin so you can sell her.
But how did she wear armor down there?
Dowie. Huh?
Like this hadn't been a real thing, right?
Was,
at some point,
it was a real. It's not like a proverbial thing.
Yeah,
like,
there was.
She was wearing
lock and key chastity belt,
like a suit of armor around her area.
A good good.
It's a good good belt.
Why's he gonna do that there for?
What the key to the good good belt?
Exactly.
You're gonna be taking that off now. I gotta find the key for it. We're gonna have to cut it off your ass.
Let's do fussing next week just so you can debut that voice. God, I love that.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Time for the FOF line.
A good good belt.
So we're gonna revisit the lady. Do you remember the lady who was in the shower? She was
Yes, the dog kept interrupting her session of masturbation.
Pleasure.
Let's refresh you with that call if you didn't hear it.
You know, I f***ing hate when I'm in the shower, which I am right now, trying to get froggy with myself, and I'm at the point of no end, and my goddamn dog starts f***ing barking. Gets me right out of the damn mood. Gotta start all over.
God, that's right. That's where that came from.
That's where the shower moan came from. Well, guess what?
Oh.
We got some feedback for that call.
Okay.
I'm just going to play it for you.
Oh, boy.
I swear to God, it's Monday damn morning, and y'all are playing plush in the middle of segments. And I know I just heard that angry lady that was masturbating in the shower and got interrupted. Every f***ing time y'all play, that is the funniest f***ing shit I've heard all damn year. It's been a hard year, and without fail, y'all play that every time I'm f***ing mad about something. I ain't ever gonna be as frustrated about anything, I don't think, as that lady was about her session getting interrupted. F***ing thank y'all. That shit was gold. Keep playing that. Keep making me laugh. Damn. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
So that's where it was well placed, right?
Yeah. Like,
no.
I knew you wouldn't like it either way.
So, boy, so many things here. First off, if she didn't say her name, ma'am, anytime you get angry or upset while we're live on the radio, I want you to call us and request that.
Here's the guy Paige is going to hate, and then probably you guys will hate him too.
Oh.
Yeah, I work with this damn guy named Rodney, and every morning this dumb son of a bitch is talking about how he feeds his dumbass possums a cookie, and he licks them to wake him up. Man, you piss me the f*** off, Rodney. I don't even want to see your ass every f***ing day anymore, dude. I'm sick of hearing your f***ing possum stories, man. Get your fat ass on to somewhere else and kill that f***ing possum, dude. See ya.
Why is he licking the possum?
If you're tired of seeing his ass, just look at his face.
You could bleep that later and have fun with it. No, Paige, the possum is licking him to wake him up.
You think he's licking the possum?
She thought he was licking the possum to wake him up.
Well, I like that for a euphemism, if you want to say that, but that's not what is going on in this situation.
Dude, if I had a possum, I would name him Ron. It's a possum Ron.
Ron.
Locally, that's a fun joke.
Dang it.
It's Opossum Ron.
I misunderstood.
Oh, he's Irish. He's Opossum Ron.
He told him to kill his possum.
What is that, man? I never have looked into it, but some people call him opossum. Some call him possums.
Oh, George.
Opossum?
The opossum?
No, he was not the opossum. He's just a possum.
So I don't know if it's technically opossum or is it just possum.
You know, I will look it up. I keep asking all these questions, and
I don't know about class and order possum. And what phylum it falls into.
Hey,
what genus or order is it?
Don't fool with me.
Don't fool. Hey, did you get a new car? Looks pretty good, man.
It's opossum.
Oh, hell.
Don't fool with it. Here's the guy we heard the clip from, and it's going to give you some context to it right here. He's mad at his uncle because his uncle...
Big Unk.
Yeah, Big Unk.
Ooh.
He asked to break him off a little. Some greenbacks, some jug bucks, some money. And it just pissed them all off.
This is for the motherfucker who is at my side, who is the boss.
Oh, no, hang on, that's the wrong one.
I was going to say, it sounds very different than the other guy.
All right, look. Let me start this over.
It's fine. I didn't say the phone number yet anyway. 864-241-4318.
You know what? Here. Here's the guy that's... this guy's pissed because he's pissed at his boss. We'll play this one. Then I'll give you the one I was talking about.
Okay.
This is for the motherfucker who is at my side, who is the boss. Yes. He's not my f***ing boss, but he treats me like f***ing shit. I guard your f***ing gate for you so nobody can come in after hours, and you tell me, pull up to the f***ing gate. Don't pull that far up to the gate. Move out of the f***ing way. You just can roll your f***ing eyes, tell your employees what the f*** to do. You don't even f***ing talk to me, and I'm the one that protects your f***ing recycling center. Listen here, motherfucker. Next time, when somebody wants to fight over a f***ing trash being dumped in one area, I'm gonna let you handle it. So you f***ing handle it. Piece of f***.
Treats him like freaking sugar, he said.
I thought he said sweets.
Oh, boy.
I will say this. Big Brown, he's a North Carolinian from Black Mountain, I believe.
Yes.
And this guy hates North Carolinians, does not like them.
What?
The entire state. So take it up with this guy. He gets really, really mad. He's really upset.
This is to the North Carolina pieces of motherfuckers. Saturday morning for 32 miles followed a drunk driver. I'm all for people partying, but come on, man. Yeah. All over the road, almost wrecked me, five or six cars, five or six tractor trailers. I stop in the dead damn middle of the interstate to tell a cop that's got another car pulled over that there's a drunk driver about to kill a bunch of people. What the hell's wrong with you pieces of shit? You sitting there sucking on fucking damn pieces of fucking horse sons of bitches. What the fuck's wrong with you all, man? 32 damn miles down 26 east. If my damn family gets fucking hit, I'll fucking own North Carolina, you damn pieces of fucking horse motherfuckers.
It came up twice.
I love North Carolina. I do.
Nor.
Does he live there, though?
I would think not.
Oh, okay. Because, I mean, if you sue the city or the state in that way, like, and you live there, your taxes will go up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Live from CallRob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say famous people born on the 27th of October, happy birthday.
Or suck it.
Yeah, suck it.
You suck it.
Let's start with this.
Oh.
This is fun.
I think you know what school this is, right? This is a very famous fight song.
Fight, 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 fight.
If you don't know it yet, you will hear shortly.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, somebody needs to update these songs. They're just very, like...
Some of them are iconic, like this one and Boomer Sooner and Tiger Rag. This is Notre Dame's fight song if you don't know it.
Rudy Ruger.
Nope.
Joe Montana.
Same position, but no.
Same position as Joe Montana?
Yeah.
Rick Meyer?
Nope. It's a Notre Dame quarterback, and it's not Ron Paulus either.
Give me the initials.
BQ.
Brady Quinn.
Brady Quinn's birthday.
Wow.
Brother-in-law of AJ Hawk. They played each other in the Fiesta Bowl, I believe it was, their senior years.
Boy, that's tough there. 38?
Okay, 38.
That's wrong. I have no clue.
42.
Paige is closer. Brady Quinn's 41 years old today. He's filling in for Mark. Boy, he filled in for Mark Sanchez when he...
Old Dirty.
Had his stabbing situation there, which I don't know.
Like, I never heard any more about that. Did you?
Yeah. No, I don't have an update. I don't know if he's going to court yet. Or
it says here he's going to fight John Rocker in a knife fight.
Jesus.
No, you're talking about Johnny Rocker?
Hey, is it Johnny Rocker?
Yeah, it's me. It depends on who's asking. Is it a white dude asking? Yeah, it's me.
Yeah. If it's not, no. I'm Juan Rocker.
Well, get out of here. This is Ozzy, but Ozzy is no longer with us. He passed away.
Geezer.
No. Think family, not band.
Sharon.
No, not Sharon.
Jack.
No.
Kelly.
It is Kelly's birthday. Sharon just had a birthday, right? Did she?
Yeah, I think so.
I think she did.
She did.
I didn't send her a card.
Close. Let me look real quick. They're close in birthdays. It is Kelly Osbourne's birthday. Kelly.
Let me ask you something with her. Is she just one of those kids who...
Yeah, October 9th on Sharon.
When she was, you know, when the show was on, everything, she was in that punk mode or whatever. And then as she got older, she kind of like started to look pretty. So does that mean that she grew out of that punk phase? Or did she have work done?
I think they all.
Because it does.
Sharon,
she
did
does,
have some work done.
Sharon completely did, but Kelly looks completely.
I don't know if she got like a belly bypass, but she lost a lot of weight.
I just meant like more of her face.
I think she's always been pretty, but
when I put in Kelly Osbourne plastic, it fills in plastic surgery jaw.
Oh, like you know, Zac Efron had
a jaw.
I think Zac Efron had a jaw surgery, right?
Something whatever M-Sculpt Neo is, I have no clue what that means.
Is that a gamer?
M-Sculpt Neo.
Sounds like a YouTuber.
This part?
Or Twitcher.
Said she had that done in 2021. I will say Kelly God, man, this picture right here, Fab, I got to send it to you. She's like.
Yeah, she got stretch marks removed from her mouth. I don't know.
You can have those tattooed off.
Get her doctor's name.
Tattooed on.
Yeah, off.
Off?
Yeah, you have it blend with your skin.
What if I want to have them shown, though? Can I get tattoos and stretch marks around my mouth?
You can do whatever you want.
Kelly Osbourne is...
Kelly.
I have the answer right in front of me. What am I doing?
I know you cheat. I don't know. He's
I'm
going to
stick with my same answer.
What did you say?
41.
She's right. Also.
You were right.
Yeah, 41 years old. She's shares a birthday with Brady Quinn, but they don't share a birthday with this fellow. Well, not the same year, at least.
Brady Quinn?
This dude's been around a lot longer than.
There's five Osbourne kids. I did not know that. Jack, Amy, Louis Osbourne.
He was married before Sharon.
Jessica Starshine Osbourne and Elliot Osbourne. Never heard of those three.
I knew about Amy because she didn't want to be on the show.
She never, yeah, but the other two I'd never heard of.
I hadn't either. It is Simon Le Bon's birthday.
Oh, from Duran Duran.
Oh, wow.
This kind of surprised me.
63?
I'm going to go way older than that. I'm going to go 75.
Okay. Actually, I don't know who's closer. Simon Le Bon is 67 years old today.
Paige is closer.
Girls on film.
Hey, it says here that Kelly Osbourne is now the host of Lego Masters on Fox Jr.
Oh, she was doing
that's
that with
cute.
Somebody else is doing it. Dang it. Somebody.
Oh, man.
Somewhat of a name.
Oh, man.
God, if you told me to tell you, I could have told you.
Kenan Thompson.
The guy that he did the Lego Batman voice. That's why he's on there.
Oh, that makes sense.
What's that dude's name?
Dax. Not Dax. The guy that reminds me of Dax Shepard, but he's not. He's married to Amy Poehler. Was married to Amy Poehler. That guy.
Yeah, he was.
Will something. Will. Damn.
Oh, it's going to bug me.
I'm going to look it up. I have to.
It's going
to
bug me nuts.
Arr.
Woof.
Come on, Matt. You fast. Will Arnett.
Will Arnett.
There we go. They got... Oh, they got divorced in 16. I had no idea.
Oh, wow. That long ago?
Lee Greenwood.
It is Lee Greenwood's
birthday. Why don't we have him at the Super Bowl, guys?
Lee Greenwood is... he's milking it for... I mean, look.
Really? Because it would just be one song.
He was on Radio Row at the Republican convention, and everybody was taking him.
I mean, you know...
But they wouldn't ask him.
He made the version for Canada, though.
Yeah, they won't ask him about that. Just this one.
And also, if I'm being honest, I would not want to see him perform at the Super Bowl. I wouldn't.
No.
Really?
I would rather see more people than Bad Bunny, but I wouldn't go straight to him. Like, I mean.
He'd be down here on the list. Way down here.
God, do you know what? A lot of people would disagree with this. You know what would have been the year to have this person out there? Springsteen. Wow.
Yeah, because of the movie.
The movie and
a lot of people,
Born in the USA.
A lot of people say it's a good movie.
Born in the USA, that's an interesting song. You think it means one thing, but you go and read them lyrics, you're like, oh.
Plus, you know they did a movie kind of about Bruce, but I feel like he probably didn't like that Bollywood version of where they... Kind of, he dresses like Springsteen, and like the whole movie's a musical about his.
See, there was a movie I cannot recall. I'm glad you said that. I was trying to tell somebody recently. There was a movie I saw one time, and it was about an Asian man who was convinced that he had the reincarnation of John Lennon in his body. Do you remember this movie?
No. Was it Karate Kid?
No. I don't know. I had to look it up without sounding racist.
It was Rush Hour?
Asian man thought he was John Lennon. Anyway, L.C. Greenwood, is that what we're guessing? No, Lee Greenwood.
L.C.
Lee Greenwood, 83. Gotta be.
Really? 81.
Well, that's dead on because he is actually 83 years old today.
Hey, look right. At you.
Look at me.
You want to guess John Cleese?
Sure.
John Cleese from Monty Python.
Ah, the Cleese.
87.
I'll go with that.
You're only one off. He's 86 years old today. Happy heavenly birthday. Ivan Reitman, famous director.
Oh, yes.
Stripes, Meatballs, Ghostbusters, Twins, Junior, Kindergarten Cop. Would have been 79 years old. Scott Weiland. Scott Weiland would have been 58 years old today.
Rest in peace.
And the 1989 NASCAR Rookie of the Year.
89?
Yep. We lost him in 2013.
No. Davey was gone before then.
Well, you got the right first initial.
D.
Yep. Last initial? T. D. T.
Danny Tartable.
No. He's still with us. Dick Trickle.
Oh, man.
Dick Trickle would have been 84 years old today.
What happened?
No, he was dead.
Yeah, he died in 2013. Rest in peace, Dick Trickle.
Sad.
Yeah.
Teddy Roosevelt, his birthday today. He was born in 1858. If you want to do the math on that one.
Yeah, he was a rough rider.
First president to ride in an airplane, drive in a car, and ride in a submarine.
You know what I'd like to find out, like truthfully, like was he really on horseback during those battles? Like was he really there?
Like Andrew Jackson was. He killed a lot of people.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it says Teddy Roosevelt helped create the NCAA.
Ooh, no I don't way. Like
that. Yeah. He oversaw the creation.
God. Ooh,
I don't like you. That's I don't like you anymore.
Evil as UNESCO is.
Yeah.
How old would he have been? Did you say?
He was born in 1858. So.
Oh, okay. So he's
well over.
Yeah.
100 and what? 70? Yeah. God, man. It was like Wade Hampton versus GED math. Who will win?
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, so the movie I was thinking about is called The Quitting. Based on an actor who was a Chinese guy who believed he was John Lennon, but he was also battling a drug addiction. What a great movie.
Yeah, really.
I just remember glimpses of it. Slipped off into a nappy nap while that was on. All right, tomorrow.
What a odd movie.
Brand new Truth and Consequences. We have a girl let me see if I can say this right, fat boy. A girl whose marriage is falling apart, but there's something she needs to tell her brother.
Yeah, and he's about to find out that he's coming on the show. Got to work on that little piece here shortly. Behind the scenes.
When you call him and tell him, hey, I need you to come on.
It's going to be one of those deals. Mm.
Can we pick the music tomorrow that we play for them to listen to? Because last time it's just Craven Mellon over and over again.
Yeah, it was. I think Doug Jones called just to, you know, pop on hold for a little bit.
He was actually on hold singing. We didn't have a copy of the CD.
We could pick whatever, but, you know, it's got to maybe come up with a different guise as far as what we use now.
Put on their short man. Don't need no short man. You remember that one?
Yeah, we can do Crash Test Dummies too.
Want get today's podcast? Go to Odyssey or Google Play or Spotify.
Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. Take an umbrella. It's good.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.